Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
Designated driver on the highway to health. Dr. Bob Martin is on the Better Health Network.
Happens to be a place where special, like-minded people gather each and every week to discuss issues and ask important questions related to our most precious possession. That, of course, is good health. I'm so glad you decided to join us today. Welcome, welcome everyone to the Dr. Bob Martin Show. I'm Dr. Bob, and you're invited to help me help you should you have a health challenge or some type of a health situation that you need help with. I'm here to help you out, and I'll do my best to do just that. Our toll-free number into the program as we open up the phone lines for open topic health-related questions nationwide. The number into the show is 1-888-553-7262. 1-888-55 Dr. Bob. That's 888-553-7262. We'll get to some headlines we're going to be talking about, but I'd like to just start off this hour asking you, are you hearing any stories about people in the locations where you live, in and around where you live, where people are becoming sick in response to these vaccinations which are now rolling out, the COVID-19 vaccines are now rolling out to more and more people, and I'm starting to see, because people are sending me articles in certain locations throughout the United States, all these adverse reactions that are popping up, not on the basis of reporting it nationally, where you think it would show up, but rather locally. And I appreciate those people who are sending me these emails. Like, for example, the ones I have in my hand right now. There's a stack of them. In the state of Iowa, an entire school district cancels classes due to the staff who had the COVID vaccinations got really ill. They all got sick, and they had to cancel classes. Classes at West Liberty Schools were canceled last Monday due to lack of staff, including all the virtual learning and teachers. A district official reported to the local newspaper there that the lack of staffing there in the school district was due to the many staff members experiencing adverse side effects from their second round of COVID-19 vaccines administered the weekend before school was supposed to start. The district was able to partner with another school county, the Muscatine County. I know both these counties, being from Iowa, I know where they're at. Muscatine County Public Health to administer the vaccines over the weekend. And there it was, you know, the whole staff who received these vaccines in this area of West Liberty, Iowa, which is a small community. They all got sick. They all had adverse reactions. And I'm looking at that going, okay, well, maybe it's just an isolated story. Then I got another one from somebody sending in a similar situation from the state of Illinois, Illinois School District. Classes were in limbo at a suburban district after over 100 teachers were forced to call in sick due to adverse reactions to COVID-19 vaccines. Classes, they said when they reported this, may or may not happen in Caneland School District after they were canceled Thursday morning across the board. Superintendent Todd, and this is in the state of Illinois, Superintendent Todd Leeden said around 125 staff members called in sick due to adverse reactions secondary to taking the COVID vaccines. And around 45 calls came in Wednesday night, but another 80 calls came in a few hours later. He said, we noticed we had too many over 125 staff and teachers absences. It would be just too many to operate safely. Unfortunately, by the morning, that had increased to over 125 positions that they had to fill, and they couldn't do it. So there you have one report out of the state of Iowa. Another one right after that, somebody sent me, out of the state of Illinois. Then I get another notice about the country western singer star Larry Gatlin. You probably, if you know anything about country music, you'll know the name Larry Gatlin. Been around for a long time, and his brothers. He apparently tested positive for coronavirus after receiving one of the more common vaccines that are being given, the Moderna vaccine. And he, in his words, he said, well, yep, I got tested for coronavirus after I received the vaccine. What are the odds? Larry Gatlin was tested positive for the coronavirus just days after receiving his second dose of the Moderna vaccine. I mean, how many people has that happened to so far? Do you know anybody? We're seeing more and more reports of it. More and more reports of, one, people having adverse responses, big time. More and more reports of people dying from this vaccine. And I'm not trying to scare anybody out of it. If you want to get the vaccine, you should have the ability to do so. And I'll support whatever your decision is. I don't tell people to or not to. The 72-year-old country western singer confirmed his COVID-19 diagnosis with Fox News, although Gatlin shared he's fortunate to be feeling okay. The entertainer noted that he was just 4 days shy of making it to an entire calendar year without contracting the deadly virus when he got the first positive test results. So here you have a person who took the vaccine, and I've heard many of these stories already, and developed the COVID infection regardless of his fact that he took the vaccine. He still got it. And here's another one. And you may, if you have anybody that you know personally and you'd like to share that, I think that this is a good forum to do it. Here's another story that I was sent from a woman, a young lady in Utah, mother, Cassidy Kirill, dies 4 days after the second dose of her vaccine. 39-year-old woman in Utah with no health problems, no underlying medical conditions whatsoever, died 4 days after receiving her second dose of the Moderna COVID-19 vaccine. Cassidy Kirill, a mother of one from Ogden, Utah, received the vaccine due to her work as a surgical tech for several plastic surgeons in Utah Valley. She was her father, this is his statement, and I quote, she was absolutely fine with getting it. In fact, she told us, it's fine, you guys should all get it. Her father, Alfred Howley, reported to the news. Cassidy experienced a sore arm after the first Moderna vaccine, but had no other side effects. But things turned very tragic soon after that. She had received her second dose, and she came in early to her to the emergency room, apparently. Went to an emergency room, said her heart was racing. She felt like she needed emergency care immediately, and died 30 hours after that, being admitted to a hospital. And they did blood tests on her. She was very sick. All her organs were shutting down. Her liver, very sad. She ended up dying. Have you heard anybody similar to this in your area? Whether they got sick or died or had some adverse response, share that with us, won't you? At 888-553-7262 or 1-888-55-DR-BOB. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Staying healthy has never been more important. And Kyolic Aged Garlic Extract, maker of premier heart and immune health products, is leading the way to better health with a groundbreaking new formula, Kyolic Omega AGE. Kyolic Omega AGE combines the cardiovascular power of Kyolic's best-selling organically grown aged garlic extract with sustainably sourced fish oil and a synergistic blend of the nutrients, vitamins D3, K2, E, and B6, 9, and 12, that have been clinically shown to support heart, bone, and immune health, all in one supplement, providing you with a comprehensive and convenient way to take your health to the next level. So check off all of those individual supplements from your shopping list and get Kyolic Omega AGE for heart, bone, and immune health today. Look for Kyolic Omega AGE at fine natural health retailers near you. Learn more at Kyolic.com. That's Kyolic.com. Stay healthy. Live better.
Stop breathing right now. No, really, hold your breath. This is how it feels when you're stuffed up due to colds, flu, pollen, dander, post-nasal drip, or any other reason. That's when you need clear saline nasal spray, the only spray with the power of xylitol. That simple saline solution you're using is only doing half the job. It's just rinsing. In multiple research studies, xylitol has been shown to reduce bacterial adhesion and help keep your nose moist and clean much longer than saline alone, making clear more effective at washing away that nasty gunk in your nose. Clear is so powerful, it's been granted over 11 patents. So step up from that wimpy saline spray to something that actually works faster and better at getting you the relief you need to start breathing now. And if your doctor isn't talking to you about Clear for your congestion, maybe you need to get a new doctor. You don't just rinse your hands, why would you just rinse your nose? Clear saline nasal spray with xylitol. Available at Walmart, CVS, Whole Foods, Rite Aid, and everywhere else. Or clear.com. That's X-L-E-A-R.com. Now go wash your nose.
Are you looking for a healthy response to inflammation but have yet to find one? You're not alone. You're looking for Turmeric Power Plus, made by North American Herb and Spice, a leader in the manufacturing of natural dietary supplements. Turmeric Power Plus is not your normal turmeric-based product. No, this potent formula combines wild raw turmeric, oregano oil, along with ginger and rosemary. That's why it's able to support healthy, full-body inflammation response. Turmeric Power Plus is more powerful than curcumin and turmeric supplements alone. To learn more about Turmeric Power Plus, visit your local health food store or our website, oreganol.com. Oreganol.com. That's oreganol.com. Act now and feel better today with Turmeric Power Plus from North American Herb and Spice.
Welcome back to this hour of the Dr. Bob Martin Show. We appreciate you tuning into the program, and a special thank you to our regular listeners who continue to help this radio show expand and grow by your referrals to your family members, your friends, your co-workers, inviting them to tune into the radio station you're listening to. And the way to do that is to simply write down the callers of the radio station, the frequency on the dial, the time of the day, and tell as many people as you can so they have that same opportunity to tune in to hear about the latest, greatest information on health and wellness and the ability to take charge of your precious health. That's what we do week in, week out. We're here, and by extension of the radio show, you also have my personal website where you can access articles from around the globe, 365, 24/7, free of charge, unfettered access at drbob.com. There are ways also you can send email through that website as well. Spell out the word doctor, D-O-C-T-O-R, bob.com. Drbob.com is how you find out what we're doing throughout the week. And then we're here on the weekend for you and about you. All right, now, just before the break, I said to you that I would certainly entertain hearing from anybody out there who has had some type of an adverse response, because what you're hearing mostly is how effective these vaccines are. That if you get one, you're just as almost, you know, 100%. It's so close, 95% sure. You'll never get the vaccine. You'll never get the infection. You'll never have another problem. But just keep taking the vaccines. And that's fine. That's your prerogative. You should have the opportunity to do that. Now, what I'm hearing are a lot of other dissension in that many people that I know who have tested positive after they've already received the vaccine, and many people who have had lots of adverse reactions, and people are now sending them in to me as this thing rolls out to more and more people. We're hearing more and more adverse reactions and the deaths that are associated with it, which you're not hearing about. And that could be in the tens of thousands, according to the VARS, or Vaccine Adverse Reporting Agency, that is now seeing this. And remember, a very small percentage of adverse reactions are even reported. They say 1% are actually reported. So do the math on this, and you'll see how widespread it is. This is going to be something else. All right, if you want to join us and share your story, if you did have the vaccine, or you know somebody who has had the vaccine and they've had an adverse response and you want to share it with our audience, you may do so. Our number into the program. You may also call in and tell us that it's better than sliced bread and apple pie, too. That's okay. 888-553-7262 is the number to call. 1-888-55-DR-BOB. If you want to call in and say, yeah, I had the vaccine, and now I'm jumping over tall buildings with a single bound. I get it, and if you want to share with that, you can. 888-553-7262. We begin this segment with Peter. Welcome to the Dr. Bob Martin Show. Peter, hello.
Hello, how are you?
I'm good. What's going on, sir?
Well, the COVID went through our household early in the end of February last year. We all got it. I had the worst reaction to it. My wife had it. Well, 2-3 days ago at her work at Walmart, she had the opportunity, the pharmacist, she happened to be near the pharmacy shopping, and the pharmacist asked did she want to get a vaccine because they had had an open bottle or whatever and they needed to use the last dose in it instead of let it go to waste. And so she said sure, because we had decided to, just for safety's sake, to get the vaccines.
Even though you had natural immunity from getting it prior?
Well, you know, what they say now, in my job, it had me being around people with it. So after the virus was out for a while and no big negatives on the news, I decided to go ahead with it. Well, she did, too. And she developed a high fever. You know, she came down with the flu. I mean, she had 103.9 fever and kept that in that range between 101 point something and 100, almost 104 for 48 hours, laid her out. And I know you're supposed to have, you know, a slight fever or whatever, you know, sometimes with virus vaccines, but I just was getting concerned about it there, especially, you know, given that she supposedly had antibodies. I wouldn't think she'd have a severe reaction, but I'm just concerned about that, and she's now not considering not taking the second. It was the Moderna not taking the second shot.
Okay. Well, I'm glad you shared that with us. I hope she continues to respond and get better. Unfortunate that she had that adverse response, but now you've had that aired out on the radio here, and I appreciate it. Thank you for your phone call, Peter. Good health to you and your family. Next up, we say hello to Lois in the state of Oregon. Welcome to the program, Lois. Hello.
Hey, Dr. Bob. How are you?
I'm well. What can I do for you?
Yes, I went in to get a mammogram on the 11th of this month, and they had asked me if I had had the shot yet. The vaccine, I said, no, is there a reason why? And they said that they were getting false positives on your mammograms, you know, through your lymph nodes. Mm-hmm. And I'm sure glad I haven't had the vaccine because, you know, I've had cancer before. And if it would have came back, I had a false positive, I would have went through everything, you know, like I had cancer again.
Wow. That's something that I haven't heard yet.
Yeah, well, see, I had heard it on one of the TV stations, and then I have a caregiver that came out, and she said that she had heard it, too, but it wasn't really out there in the news. It hasn't been in the newspapers or anything around here. And I thought, well, why not? You know how many people, women and men, that are getting, you know, a mammogram, you know?
So you're saying that the as a result of taking the vaccine, it would show a false positive on your mammogram as having cancer?
Right.
Wow. You're the first one to report that to me, Lois. I'm glad you said something. That's news to me. I haven't read it anywhere, but I'm going to look into that further, and I appreciate your phone call. Next up is Ray in the state of New Jersey. Welcome to the Dr. Bob Martin Show. Ray, hello.
Hello, Dr. Bob.
Yes, sir.
It's about the vaccine. I never had a childhood disease. My mother used to throw me from bed to bed when my brother's got the measles, mumps, chickenpox.
Okay.
Which was common then.
Yeah, I had the same thing.
Okay.
Same
then
thing.
You understood.
Oh,
then
yeah,
you
big
understood.
Time.
Okay. And I never had a flu shot except for one. And when I got that flu shot, that was the only time I got the flu.
Of course.
So I don't know what to do about this vaccine. I live in a trailer by myself. I really only have contact with maybe 2-3 people.
Okay. Well, I'm glad you're calling in, Ray. Here, I'm going to direct you to a website so that you can get up to speed on making a more informed decision, because you're going to be hammered to take it left and right, and you'll be dizzy by the time you get hearing what mainstream medicine. Go to CassIngram.com. That's Cass Ingram, Ingram, CassIngram.com. This is a physician, author of 25 books, researcher. A lot of information there that'll help you to better make a more informed decision. CassIngram.com. Good health to you, Ray. Thank you for your phone call. We'll be right back. I'm Dr. Bob Martin.
Staying healthy has never been more important, and Kyolic Aged Garlic Extract, maker of premier heart and immune health products, is leading the way to better health with a groundbreaking new formula, Kyolic Omega AGE. Kyolic Omega AGE combines the cardiovascular power of Kyolic's best-selling organically grown aged garlic extract with sustainably sourced fish oil and a synergistic blend of the nutrients, vitamins D3, K2, E, and B6, 9, and 12, that have been clinically shown to support heart, bone, and immune health, all in one supplement. providing you with a comprehensive and convenient way to take your health to the next level. So check off all of those individual supplements from your shopping list and get Kyolic Omega AGE for heart, bone, and immune health today. Look for Kyolic Omega AGE at fine natural health retailers near you. Learn more at Kyolic.com. That's Kyolic.com. Stay healthy. Live better.
Are you concerned with the change of seasons? Are you looking for a product to support a healthy immune system? Then you must be looking for Oreganol P73, made by North American Herb and Spice, who are a leader in the manufacturing of natural dietary supplements. Oreganol P73 is not your normal oregano. No, Oreganol P73 is made from oregano that grows wild at 10,000 feet above sea level in the mountains of the Mediterranean. That's why it's such a powerful support for your immune system. Try Oreganol P73 today and discover what millions already know during this winter season. To learn more about Oreganol P73, visit your local health food store or our website, oreganol.com. That's oreganol.com. Act now and feel better today with Oreganol P73.
Our bodies depend on a potent powerhouse of beneficial bacteria that support and improve every aspect of our health. Dr. O'Hara's formula encourages probiotics to function at their peak performance. Encapsulated in a vegetarian soft gel, Dr. O'Hara's probiotics is a live paste of 12 strains of probiotic bacteria and nourishing prebiotics from whole fruits and vegetables. Transformative postbiotic compounds created during Dr. O'Hara's probiotics' exclusive 3-year fermentation process are present in every capsule. These restorative postbiotics nurture diverse gut bacteria, leading to better digestion, improved immunity, and exceptional health. Join the millions of people worldwide who know the power of Dr. O'Hara's probiotics. Discover the Dr. O'Hara difference for yourself. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics are available at natural health retailers nationwide and online. Go to www.essentialformulas.com for a retailer near you. That's essentialformulas.com.
Are you waiting for the right excuse? Are you waiting for a sign to choose? Why are you waiting? It's the time you lose. What are you waiting for? What are you waiting for? Don't you wanna spread your wings and fly? Don't you really wanna live your life? Don't you wanna love before you die? What are you waiting for? What are you waiting for?
All right, welcome or welcome back to this hour of the Dr. Bob Martin Show. If you care to call into the radio show here, we're happy to take your phone call, whether it's an open line health question. Anthony in Louisiana, you'll be next, so stand by. Or if you want to share your story with me and our audience about your response, if you've already had a COVID-19 vaccine and you've had a adverse response, or you know somebody who's taken the vaccine and they didn't do so well, would love to hear more about that. We're gathering information. These stories are starting to come in now because most of the time you're hearing all the good stuff. Rarely do you hear anything of the bad because the drug companies have quite the ability to get out the good word and nothing related. You don't hear or read anything about the adverse effects. We'd love to hear from you. Our number, 888-553-7262, 1-888-55 Dr. Bob, or 1-888-553-7262. Well, this last week we learned that the CDC is now making an adjustment in their recommendations with respect to Americans who are fully vaccinated against COVID-19 can now gather without masks. In other words, they're going to goose you a little bit harder to get the COVID-19 with the promise of you not having to wear masks or social distancing. That's what the new CDC guidelines are saying. Fully vaccinated Americans can gather with other vaccinated people indoors without wearing masks or social distancing. So you need not apply, however, if you don't have a vaccine. Don't go there. You are a so-called leper because you're not vaccinated yet, even though we know about the same number of people in the U.S., about 30 million, have acquired basically immunity because they've been exposed to the COVID infection, and they either had no symptoms whatsoever and they developed antibodies, or they had mild symptoms and they developed antibodies. And of course, when you hear the talking so-called experts speak, they only speak about those people who are vaccinated. Oh yeah, we're getting close to herd immunity. We got to keep going with the vaccines. Now, I can at least give some ground here. I'm not an advocate of any vaccine. For myself, not necessarily for you. Your decision, you have to make your own. I know too much about vaccines to go down that path. But again, I'm biased on it. But I've also done a lot of research. I've been through a lot of training, and I've looked at it, and that's a decision I've made personally. Now, you have to make your own, but we now know that there's about half as many people in the United States who have developed natural immunity from getting the infection and had little or no symptoms whatsoever, and the other group, almost the same amount, 30 million people and rising, have had the vaccine. And supposedly, 95% effective as it relates to the vaccine, which I found out is also incorrect. That number, I knew it was fuzzy math. I knew it was inflated. I read a editorial from the editor of the British Medical Journal, a doctor himself, a very renowned researcher, saying that these vaccines that we're being told that are 95% effective, in fact, are about 19 to 29% effective. We're told the magic number is 95. Go do the research. Do a Google on British Medical Journal editor and his comments on his belief after looking at all the data, being an expert that he is, and a researcher saying it's about 19 to 29%, which means, folks, it's about the same amount as the average yearly flu shots. The flu vaccines, remember how we're told if you get the flu, you don't have to worry about getting the flu, and then we find out after flu season's over, we find out that it was the wrong flu shot, it was the wrong organism that went into the hypodermic needle, that they missed it again, the guess. This may pan out to be something similar to that. And again, I'm not trying to just persuade you in any manner, just giving you what I know, what is my interpretation of it. And right now, of course, Americans are being encouraged strongly to get vaccinated. I get that. And if you do, I support you in your decision to do that. You should have the ability to make that decision. You should also have the ability to say no to it. But man, the pressure that's coming to bear, you know, the COVID passports, you know, you're going to be, a social outcast, a anti-vaxxer. You'll be stamped as, you know, being just worthless if you don't get a vaccine. The long-awaited guidelines gives the United States a sneak peek at what the new normal will look at over the next few months. The recommendations out of this CDC also say that vaccinated people can visit unvaccinated people for a single household who are at low risk for severe illness, such as vaccinated grandparents visiting young children and grandchildren. The guidance, of course, is designed to address a growing demand as more adults have been getting vaccinated and wondering if it gives them greater freedom to visit family members they haven't seen or hugged or kissed, or travel to get that, that bucket list going again, or to do other things they'd like to do before this whole COVID pandemic swept the world last year. However, the agency, the CDC, still recommends that Americans avoid travel, even if they're fully vaccinated. Hello. And we go on and on and on. Okay. let's get back to your calls and your questions here, and say hello to we'll go to open line question. Next up is Anthony in Louisiana. Anthony, how may I help you?
Dr. Bob, I'm calling about my granddaughter, but if you'd like to hear my experience with the vaccine, I'll be glad to give it to you.
All right, let's go with your granddaughter's question first.
Okay. She was diagnosed with Wagner's disease.
Yes.
After many weeks of her pediatrician being able to figure out what it was, my son took her to the Children's Hospital here in New Orleans,
mm-hmm.
and they diagnosed her with Wagner's, and they're having a lot of trouble getting full control of it. They've had meetings of four and five doctors at a time trying to figure out which way to go. They've solved many problems that she's had with it.
How old is she? How old is she, Anthony?
She's 14 years old, very, very athletic, very, very healthy into this time. Now she's getting terrible headaches, and they associating that every time they cure one of the symptoms, it seems like another symptom pops up.
And all right, Anthony, we're getting ready to go to a break. I'm going to have you hold. I'm going to take the rest of this call on the other side. If you'll be patient, we'll get back to you. Stay tuned. It's the Dr. Bob Martin Show. Dr. Bob Martin here for Toomey Health Products. Founded by Olympic gold medalist Bill Toomey, he has a couple of great CBD products. As a physician, I recommend CBD to my listeners to help improve sleep, manage inflammation, and stop painful joints and muscles, reduce anxiety. And did you know that CBD, according to scientific research, reduces your risk of heart problems by helping blood vessels stay relaxed? Toomey Health R10 caps and R10 plus topical cream are safe, effective, and non-hallucinogenic. Don't be fooled by companies claiming to have high concentrations of CBD. Rely only on Toomey Health CBD products. Find out how you can get a one-month supply of R10 capsules and R10 Plus topical cream for free by calling 833-866-6391, 833-866-6391, 833-866-6391, or TumiHealth.com. That's Tumi, T-O-O-M-E-Y, Health.com.
Thank you for taking the time to tune in to the Dr. Bob Martin Show, and congratulations for your decision to do something positive for your precious health. You're invited to sit back and enjoy learning about interesting and compelling health information Dr. Martin provides. Or please, feel free to call into the show right now with a question about your own personal health, or ask a question on behalf of someone else you care about. No worries, though, if calling into a public health talk show is not your cup of tea, we get that. However, if you have a health challenge and would like to discuss it privately with Dr. Bob Martin, the good news is you can. Dr. Martin would be delighted to speak with you privately by phone. Simply call 800-606-8822. 800-606-8822. That's toll free, 800-606-8822. And request an appointment time with Dr. Martin. Call now and get started on your journey back to health. 800-606-8822. Toll free, 800-606-8822.
It may come as a surprise to learn that virtually all people have some degree of cataract formation in one or both eyes by age 40. Fact is, cataract is a leading cause of blindness in the United States. But here's the good news. Thanks to medical research, there now exists a way to help prevent cataracts from forming and reverse it in some people who already have it with a revolutionary, safe, and effective all-natural eye drop formulation called CanSee. CanSee eye drops contain a special nutrient called N-acetylcarnosine, which was discovered to be depleted in the eyes of cataract sufferers. CanSee has also been found to help glaucoma, floaters, dry eyes, and retinal problems. Think about how important your sight is now and will be in the future. Then decide to protect your precious vision with CanSee eye drops. I personally use CanSee eye drops, and you should too. Call 800-861-4936. 800-861-4936. That's 800-861-4936 or wisechoicemedicine.com.
While we tell them it's vibes, we go to Urban Way. Listen to Dr. Bob, tell it live. It's what can keep you alive, you know. A healthy brain, keep you sharp as a dagger. We'll keep you up without a Viagra. We're telling you now. Everybody just get hyped to the beat. And enjoy the life of the tree. Listen, telling you how. Living life.
this hour of the Dr. Bob Martin Show. Stick around because next hour we're going to have our special features, the product recall of the week, health alternative of the week, outrage of the week, and the health mystery of the week. All of that will be straight ahead and lots of other news that you should learn more about. All right, now, prior to taking the break, we were speaking with Anthony, who's calling in from Louisiana regarding his granddaughter, who's having a great deal of difficulty with a very rare disease called Wegener's disease. And really, that's an inflammatory disease, and it is very tough to diagnose, but apparently her doctors finally did figure this uncommon disorder out that causes just havoc in the body. Inflammation just goes wild, and it often happens in the lungs or the throat or the sinuses or the kidneys. It can attack anything. And the standard treatment for it is usually trying to calm the immune system down so that it can rally against whatever's set upsetting it and hopefully stabilize. But that often is also difficult to have happen. And there are other treatments, other medical treatments, even transfusions that can be given to try to stabilize it. It's tough. But all right, so back to your situation with her, Anthony, and I appreciate you calling her behalf. It seems like, you know, as she was headed into puberty, which is when there's changes that go on, and we don't know why these things are triggered, but based on her age and then coming out of nowhere, her being very athletic and now and then all of a sudden being stricken by something as unusual as this, probably related to maybe some type of biochemical change that had occurred in her body. And at this time, puberty and stuff like that's going on. So it's probably the right thing, what they're doing. They're just trying to figure out what to do. But this is not an easy situation to handle. I would take a more global approach to it besides just putting the brakes on with steroids and all the other, you know, potential armamentarium of the pharmaceutical industry. I would look for these other imbalances, like nutritional imbalances, which can be received and analyzed by someone who has that kind of training. So you may, she may have to, her parents may have to work with a doctor in the Louisiana area who is trained in functional medicine or integrative medicine, where they can employ the possibility of botanicals, homeopathic remedies, vitamins, herbs, lifestyle, dietary changes, and other more natural ways to go about this, because medicine has very few answers for these kinds of diseases, autoimmune diseases or diseases like this that are rare. They're mysterious. And sometimes, unfortunately, when you keep treating it from a medical perspective, the treatment becomes almost worse than the disease itself. Right now, her body's responding. It's going through all these different changes, and when they seemingly get rid of one thing or it alleviates one, then another one pops up.
So yeah, we may be, Doc.
Yeah, so we may be not hitting the bullseye yet, moving around, but the more help you can get from different perspectives, the better off you are, because nobody has all the answers. Nobody.
Can you find these nutritional people in a phone book or on a computer? How do we get to them?
Yeah, I think that's a good way to go. I think it would be good to network there in the city with the health grocery stores or health food stores, because they often know the doctors who are trained in these kinds of subspecialties of functional or integrative or holistic medicine. They know who those doctors are because they send their clients into their stores to pick up, you know, whatever recommendations they're making with the remedies that they're suggesting, over-the-counter vitamins, minerals, herbs, amino acids, whatever it may be. So a good way to do that is just go into those stores and just say, hey, do you know a good doctor in the area that is, you know, holistic doctor that you can recommend? I've got, my granddaughter's in having some trouble, and we're looking for doctors that have that kind of training. That's the best way to go about it, not the phone book.
Good. Now, do you want to hear my story about the...
Yes, if you can do it briefly, yes.
Very quickly. My wife and I both are in our 80s. I'm 87, she's 81. And about 7 weeks ago, we decided to have the neutrino, whatever the heck it is, shots, and we both got those. And we waited, you know, the 2 weeks and got the second shot. It's been about 2 weeks, and everything's been fine so forth, except with me. I've gotten a little tiny rash about the size of a quarter on the injection site. But as far as the way we feel, we both feel good. So there's one. But that just keeps up and nothing happens later.
Yeah, exactly. Down the road. Yeah, I appreciate your contribution here, Anthony, and sharing that with us. We want to hear it both ways. All right, thank you, and good health to your granddaughter and her, hopefully her recovery process. And it's awfully nice of you to take the time and make the effort to call in for her. That's great. I wish more people would do that because it is available here each and every week. All right, we're getting ready to come up on a break. We'll try to squeeze another phone call in before the end of the hour. Chris in Utah, you will be next. And if we're able to make it, we'll get more. But Linda and Steve and all the rest of you, be prepared. There's always next hour. And so hang on. Don't lose your position here because calls are coming in from all over the country. Our number here is 1-888-553-7262. Open line health questions or comments on your opinion of the COVID-19 vaccine. We'll be right back.
Are you concerned with the change of seasons? Are you looking for a product to support a healthy immune system? Then you must be looking for Oreganol P73, made by North American Herb and Spice, who are a leader in the manufacturing of natural dietary supplements. Oreganol P73 is not your normal oregano. No, Oreganol P73 is made from oregano that grows wild at 10,000 feet above sea level in the mountains of the Mediterranean. That's why it's such a powerful support for your immune system. Try Oreganol P73 today and discover what millions already know during this winter season. To learn more about Oreganol P73, visit your local health food store or our website, oreganol.com. That's oreganol.com. Act now and feel better today with Oreganol P73.
Dr. Bob Martin here for Toomey Health Products, founded by Olympic gold medalist Bill Toomey. He has a couple of great CBD products. As a physician, I recommend CBD to my listeners to help improve sleep, manage inflammation, and stop painful joints and muscles, reduce anxiety. And did you know that CBD, according to scientific research, reduces your risk of heart problems by helping blood vessels stay relaxed? Toomey Health R10 caps and R10 plus topical cream are safe, effective, and non-hallucinogenic. Don't be fooled by companies claiming to have high concentrations of CBD. Rely only on Toomey Health CBD products. Find out how you can get a one-month supply of R10 capsules and R10 Plus topical cream for free by calling 833-866-6391, 833-866-6391, 833-866-6391, or ToomeyHealth.com. That's Toomey, T-O-O-M-E-Y, Health.com.
A breakthrough in pain relief. Curamed Acute Pain Relief from Terry Naturally is an easy-to-swallow soft gel with results you can feel. Featuring new clinically proven technology, this triple-action pain formula contains time-tested ingredients that will have you enjoying life again in no time. This groundbreaking formula is small in size, but big in results, and it comes with a complete money-back guarantee. A breakthrough in pain relief. Curamed Acute Pain Relief. Only from Terry Naturally. The award-winning wellness destination for safe and effective pain relief. Love your results or your money back. Get Curamed Acute Pain Relief at your local health food store or TerryNaturallyVitamins.com. Occasional muscle pain due to exercise or overuse. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
If you're curious, if you have COVID-19 or you've had it, there's an app for that. And we'll talk all about that next hour, so stick around. This is health experts out of the University of Essex are reporting on that, and we'll have that next hour. All right, back to our phones. Let's get this going here. Next up is Chris in the state of Utah. Welcome to the Dr. Bob Martin Show, Chris. Hello.
Hello. It's a great show. I just wondered if everybody out there seen that, what Mark Zuckerberg said in his own words on there. They had him on several sites, and they tried to shut that down too. But he said, we just don't know the long-term side effects of basically modifying people's encode in their person's DNA and RNA. And he went on and on about it. And then later he tried to practice damage control with Dr. Fauci by saying that, oh no, this is whatever. And they, you know, tried to kibosh that. But what people need to get on is on that Kate Daly radio show over here local in Utah. She's national all over. She had the founder, in his own words, Tal Zaks. He's the founder of Moderna. And he was stating of the layering of the genetic code and how the genes and the protein can be modified and the RNA can be changed. And he calls it the software of life, where you can modify it and change it and whatever. And he goes on and on about the nano little particles and whatever. And mm-hmm. That's what he was the whole into, proving that that's what they're changing, the RNA and DNA. And
yeah, I read that
out of his own mouth.
I read that about Zuckerberg, his comments. I did read that quite a while ago, actually, and his about turn on it eventually. With respect to the head of Moderna, I haven't learned any of that yet. And I know there's a lot of theories behind that, and I've certainly read some of the blogging that some people do regarding that. And I'm not, you know, I'm open-minded on what's going on there, but I'm also very careful because I have some responsibility here, obviously, with this radio show, to not get into these heavy, deep-seated, conspiratorial, black helicopter kind of, you know, concepts that are going on. But, Chris, thank you for reminding me of that and sharing that information with the audience. They heard you loud and clear, and they can pursue it further and look into it beyond this if they so choose. And again, thank you so much for your call, sir. All right, now, stick around, because as I stated, we're going to talk about the fact that two leading tests for detecting COVID-19, antigen detection and the PCR, involve these swabs of body fluids, which are very irritating. I've had them. They're very annoying. But now there's an app for determining if you have COVID-19. An app. This is out of the information out of the University of Essex. We'll explain what that's about. We'll get back to your open line calls, Linda and Steve. You'll be next in line. If you want to join us, you can. 1-888-553-7262. It may come as a surprise to learn that virtually all people have some degree of cataract formation in one or both eyes by age 40. Fact is, cataract is a leading cause of blindness in the United States. But here's the good news. Thanks to medical research, there now exists a way to help prevent cataracts from forming and reverse it in some people who already have it, with a revolutionary, safe, and effective all-natural eye drop formulation called CanSee. CanSee eye drops contain a special nutrient called N-acetylcarnosine, which was discovered to be depleted in the eyes of cataract sufferers. CanSee has also been found to help glaucoma, floaters, dry eyes, and retinal problems. Think about how important your sight is now and will be in the future. Then decide to protect your precious vision with CanSee eye drops. I personally use CanSee eye drops, and you should too. Call 800-861-4936. 800-861-4936. That's 800-861-4936 or wisechoicemedicine.com.